Okay, David.
Okay, so I want to welcome everyone to our traffic council meeting for March 24th, 2022. We begin the meeting with introductions. So my name is David Kozis. I'm the transportation coordinator for the Department of Public Works. And Sergeant Wade, could you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Sergeant Mike Wade of the Newton Police Traffic Bureau.
And Councillor Oliver, can you please introduce yourself? I think you're muted.
Yes, I am. Hi, I'm John Oliver, City Councillor at Large from Ward 1.
Thank you.
I will be, I think it's fair to say I'm kind of standing in for Councillor Downs tonight.
Right. And so, Danielle, I see some people, for some reason, I never saw this before, but they're appearing on my screen to be admitted. So I guess you see that too, right, Danielle?
I only just let three people in. Yes, okay. That's right. It.
Jason, can you please introduce yourself?
Good evening, everyone. Jason Sobel, Director of Transportation Operations in Newton DPW.
And Mitch, can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Mitch Fishman, and I'm the citizen representative on the Traffic Council.
And then Danielle, can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Danielle Delaney, committee clerk.
All right. So welcome, everyone. We're just going to begin. We only have one item this evening, and I'm going to read it into the record. It is TC 8-22, Councillors Greenberg, Leary, and Oliver, requesting discussion and potential approval of a street sweeping trial on the following streets in Nonantum: Allison Street, Beach Street, Cook Street, Dalby Street, Faxon Street, Green Street, between Cook Street and Pearl Street, Jassett Street, Kennedy Circle, Los Angeles Street, and Middle Street. The goal of the trial is to sweep streets once per month on both sides to provide for cleaner streets. In order to accomplish this goal, a significant number of poles and signs would need to be installed on all streets within this trial area to inform the public that parking would be restricted on both sides of all these streets for approximately 4 hours per month. Due to operational requirements, all parking on all these streets would need to be restricted during the same 4 hours each month, and all vehicles must be removed during these 4 hours to allow for effective street sweeping. So we're going to just, I'll do a quick presentation, and then we will open it up for public comment and then go from there.
David, can I just say one thing, Terry Sarah? A lot of people are trying to log on, and for some reason they can't. I just got like four emails. I'm trying to pass the link to them.
Okay.
For some reason. Go ahead.
So they all received mailings with the link, right?
Right, and I guess they're having a hard time. I got two of my friends just called, and they said they got that. Oh, yeah, she's on. Okay. Two just got on. Okay.
Good to go?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. You can also access the Zoom meeting through the Newton webpage under counselors and then under traffic council and finding the agenda. Then you can just click on the link right from that webpage. All right. So just in terms of background, this street sweeping trial, it started with a request from residents to their city councilors. Of course, the goal is to provide for cleaner streets in Nonantum. And there were some specific streets which were proposed by city councilors, which we will get to on the next slide. So far we had a public meeting. It was held back in January 27th, a virtual meeting. At that meeting, there was a decision made to continue on with the trial, the next step being to come to traffic council, have another public meeting here, see how it goes, and then see if we could vote on moving the trial forward. We did notify, I believe there were 325 Is that right, Danielle? 325 notices that went out to every address, either located on or abutting all the streets that we'll be considering tonight?
Yes, correct. 325.
Okay. So there was quite a bit of notification for this meeting. These are the streets that are under consideration for the trial. We have streets in Nonantum, both to the north and to the south of Watertown Street. All of these were listed in the originally docketed item.
David, one point, if I may, on the map.
With the one exception, right? Yes. Go ahead. You can go ahead and clarify that, Jason.
Sure. Just to note, the meeting back in January, I think Morgan Place was on the list as well. Morgan Place is a private road, so we are not moving ahead with that in the trial.
Thank you, Jason. So just in terms of a summary, let me move this. Okay. So we're looking to, in addition to our regular street sweeping, the idea is to have an extra street sweep 1 day per month. It would be within a 4-hour window on these streets that were listed. In order to do that, we would need to notify everybody who parks on these streets that they would need to move their car during that window. So we would start by using sandwich boards. The city would be purchasing quite a few sandwich boards and then putting all these sandwich boards out onto the streets just before the street sweeping were to take place. And then after the street sweeping occurs that day, remove all the sandwich boards until the next month when they would be put out again. That would be done initially as part of the trial. And the thought is that, if the trial were successful and there was a vote to make it permanent, then we wouldn't be putting sandwich boards every single month, but we would need to install new signs and new poles. Most of these streets already have parking that is restricted on one side. So all these new signs and poles would be needing to be installed on the opposite side. So we are talking about a lot of new signs and, so the aesthetics is something to think about. The other thing to think about is for operational purposes, we're talking about one additional sweep every month. So there would be one staff person who would be doing this. And it would be at one particular period in time. It would be the same day and the same time period, same 4-hour window for every street within this trial area. So that would mean that all the vehicles on these streets would need to be removed, taken off the street so that we could, provide a better, cleaner sweep, and just removed out of the, either into driveways or onto other streets or just taken out of the neighborhood during that exact same window. Okay. So that's important to recognize. We probably would be doing this between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. one day a month. Okay. I think we would be, the more cars that are removed off the streets, the better. So we're thinking about starting just with warnings for any vehicle that's still there during the restricted time. And then as we move forward, we would be thinking about citations, actually issuing tickets if that's approved. So, of course, the advantage to this whole point is to have cleaner streets. And so that's what we're trying to do. And as we talked about in the previous two slides, the disadvantages would be, first of all, parking difficulties, that all the vehicles would need to be removed during the same 4 hours on all of these neighborhood streets. So that would affect the residents, visitors, businesses. They would just need to find other places to be parked during that 4-hour time period. And of course, we talked about the additional signage We just need to make sure that everybody is aware that you can't park on these streets on that particular, on either side, during this 4-hour window. So that means a lot of new signs and signposts would be, we would need to install. And so just a concern about sign clutter and aesthetics and the costs of installing and maintaining them. So our next steps are this meeting. We, as I said, we notified the whole neighborhood, 325 notices went out. We really need to gauge the level of support or what, you know, level of opposition there might be before we decide to move ahead with the trial. If there is a lot of support and not much opposition, then, you know, likely we would approve this pilot program and it would move forward in the spring for about 6 months. And then we would be able to reevaluate it at that time in the future. Of course, if there's issues that pop up, like significant problems, the trial could be discontinued at any time. So we're going to open it up for public comment. After public comment, we'll be able to take some type of action. We could either move ahead with the trial as we docketed it with all the streets that are listed, or we can modify it in some way, maybe a smaller subset of streets, depending on what we hear. We always have the option of just holding it for more information if we need to collect some more data, depending on what we hear tonight. We could just deny it, depending on what we hear, if there's a lot of opposition. If we do vote to deny this, it could be redocketed after a year. Or we could just vote NAN, which is taking no action. And so that would mean that nothing moves forward and it could be redocketed at any point. So that's the full presentation that we have. We really want to hear from the public. So now is the time to raise your hand and then we'll be able to call on you and listen to what the public has to say. So I see a hand from Terry. Go ahead, Terry.
Hi.
And we need to know your name and address for the record, please.
Terry Sarrow, 44 Cook Street, Newton. I hope this pilot program goes into effect. I have lived here probably 50-something years. My side of the street, unfortunately, since it's like one side you can park and the other side you can't, and because of all the cars, we never have our side of the street swept. I'm a little reluctant. I don't know about the sandwich boards because they have tried everything on the street with the sandwich boards, yellow signs. Unless you put 10 sandwich boards on one side of the street, I'm not sure. As far as Cook Street, mostly everybody goes to work between those hours. The only situation that we have, and if this pilot, I think somebody or maybe someone from the police department can go up to explain to Advanced Auto, because that's where the problem is. He parks all the cars on Cook. So they're not like our cars or our neighbor's cars, they're all from up there. I hope this pilot goes through. Our streets are a disgrace. I'm sweeping always in front of my house. I mean, it's not right. And I hope this pilot program, we've been asking for it. We've been working with Allison, John and Maria and the neighbors. And I'm just concerned that I just hope that it moves forward and we can, I don't think there would be opposition because it's only one day a month and it's only 4 hours. And I don't know if we want to start off just like kind of warnings. What happens after so many warnings if say the same, I don't know, but those are just some of my concerns. As far as like what happens if they're still there like next month or something, or, you know, as far as ticketing, I think you should start off with the ticket right away. I mean, if I'm sure you're going to, you know, it'll be putting papers, and I'm sure all the neighbors will know about, right? If the pilot goes into effect?
If the pilot goes into effect, they would be notified through the sandwich boards.
See, I'm a little skeptical about that. Like I said, we had four on Cook Street, and they just like park right in front of them. And we've had signs. I don't know about the sandwich boards. I think there needs to be something more with the sandwich boards. Are you going to send a letter I don't know. That's just my thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. And I see May Reed Devlin.
Yes. How are you?
Hi. Can we have your name and your address, please?
Yes, I'm Marie Devlin. I live at 30 Jessett Street. Thank you, Mr. Kosis, and the Ward 1 councillors for bringing this forward. I would be in complete agreement with a street sweeping pilot. Our streets are disgusting due to the heavily parked, you know, streets on Jessett, Faxon and Beach. I understand that a lot of these people work in the neighborhoods. So I would, you know, obviously like to give them a chance to park somewhere else. So maybe if there was no ticketing on Watertown Street at the parking meters during those 4 hours once a month, that would help those folks. But definitely I want to see this pilot happen, as our streets, the storm drains are bunged with disgusting leaves at this point in front of several residences. It's pretty gross here. When I compare it to different areas of the city like Lowell Ave and Homer Street, those streets are beautiful because there are no cars parked there. So, you know, we'd like to see the same happen here. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. And I would just say that there's no plan as part of this pilot to allow sort of unpaid longer term parking at the 1 hour meters on Watertown Street. Mm-hmm. We still need to have those meters for turnover for the businesses, not to be used by residents for a 4 hour period. They would have to be moved to a street that's not restricted.
Yes.
Put in a driveway, or just remove from the neighborhood entirely.
Yes, but I really would not like to see the employees of the, you know, the vibrant business area penalized. I don't know how you're going to overcome that, but that's my one concern, that I would, you know, like to see those employees accommodated.
You mean the employees that park on these neighborhoods?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. There are several vibrant businesses on Watertown Street, obviously, and on California Street at the top of my street, Coco Bakery, the sushi place. So their employees park early in the morning, and these are vibrant businesses that need to, you know, survive. So I would like to see their employees taken care of at the same time as our streets being cleaned, of course.
So at this point, we have no plan to accommodate in any way people who park on these streets. We see this as a disadvantage. These people would need to figure out a place to park during those 4 hours somewhere else.
So can I just add, like, we have it's Terry again. The public lot there in back of Moldova's, they could park there. And I think near Marade down at Forte Park, can't they park down there temporarily until the street gets swept? On that, you know, in that Forte Park there?
Right. So that's a good place to park, right? If that parking lot at Forte Park. That's
even
a good
option.
The municipal lots are 3 hour limit, right? So there's no plan to change the meters or the regulations in these other lots. And plus, you know, there's only a certain number of spaces that, you know, might be quickly filled up. But I do think the Forte Park, that's a good opportunity because, you know, a lot of times there's plenty of extra spaces in that spot. It's not something actually that we've even spoken with Parks and Rec about at this point. but it does seem like, you know, either on-street parking on California Street or, you know, working with your neighbors or, you know, in the Forte Park parking lot, those are good options. Other comments, you know, again, we tried very hard to have a significant outreach for this meeting with a, you know, a docket item that was pretty detailed in terms of what we were talking about. I did not receive any emails or phone calls at all on this item, which is a little surprising. We often hear feedback for many of our items. So I'm not sure what to make of that. Are there any other public comments? I don't see any. So we're going to keep the public comment period open for the remainder of this meeting. But let's go to the members of Traffic Council and see what our thoughts are. We have not heard any opposition at this point to moving forward with this trial. Thoughts from anyone?
David, just if I, this is Jason. Actually, I see Mitch has his hand up. Why don't you go first, Mitch?
I would sort of reiterate, at least, you know, we have two people who spoke in support. So is that 9-1? Is that a legitimate time period, or is that just, it could, I know you didn't want to do 8:00 because of the enforcement, but is that sort of the outside, or I guess that's probably part of the trial if somebody needs more time, but that seems like legitimate for all the streets to do it in 4 hours, right?
Yeah, I think that's the time period that we're thinking about right now. But I think that if we are going to move forward with a trial, maybe we should not be specifying the exact time or the exact day of the week at this point. But we maybe could think of some language to move forward with a trial that, you know, maybe holding for a trial of adding parking restrictions one day a month at a time and a day to be determined by the Commissioner of Public Works and then list the streets that it would refer to for the street sweeping trial. I think that would be that give us the most flexibility. But we think right now that it would be a 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. time window.
And it's just my gut, you know, because I work at home and I know how I organize my life, and I try not to work too much on Fridays to kind of give myself a break and also a long weekend. And I was thinking if people are working more at home or they're, you know, they have flex time, maybe Friday's not a good day to do it. But, you know, again, I think you're right. We shouldn't specify.
David, can I add a little bit to the discussion?
Yes, Jason, please go.
Time and day?
Yes.
I also agree that it would be good to have flexibility from the Traffic Council for this trial. We have spoken with both Jim McGonigal, Commissioner of DPW, as well as Juanita Trabert, the Director of Sustainable Materials Management, who oversees all the street sweepers. So we are not anticipating that sweeping all these streets will take 4 hours. But we want to make sure that DPW has the flexibility in case, at least initially, in case it does take that long. But we're anticipating that we'll be able to sweep this entire area in less time than that. In regards to days of the week, let's see, that was an interesting conversation. So we are initially thinking Tuesday. The reason for that is that at least initially, certainly we want it well signed and well marked. Generally, we like to have parking signs every 100 feet or so. That's about 5 car lengths. And, you know, if you go farther than that, people can, you know, a sign might be far away from where people are parked and they might not see it. So we're talking about approximately 75 new signs. And as David said, I think we would initially start with the sandwich boards, again, to give us flexibility to make sure that this is working well and working as we hope it will be, and the result with cleaner streets, before we go ahead and install 75 new signposts and signs. So that we would have the street sweeper staff the afternoon before put out the sandwich boards. Again, this is for the initial trial period. So therefore Monday is off the table because we're not going to bring staff in on a Sunday, just to set up those sandwich boards. I think Wednesday was off the table, because of the early school release. Is that right, David?
Yeah, because if we're going to be enforcing it, we need to have staff, available, and they would, many of them are crossing guards. I think all of them are crossing guards. So they would not be available during that time period on Wednesday.
And then we also initially had a conversation about whether or not it made sense. We had this conversation with Juanita in regards to whether or not we should try to sweep the same day as garbage collection, because on these streets, it might be easier to reach, for the, waste management trucks to reach the curb to pick up the trash with all the cars removed. However, Juanita was concerned that other nearby streets that are not participating in this trial would have even more vehicles parked on them and would be difficult potentially for those trash trucks to get through those other streets and service those other, you know, the other residents. And in talking with Juanita, apparently Watertown Street is the dividing line. So some of these streets have their trash collection on Thursdays and some of them on Fridays. So that's how we arrived at a likely Tuesday day for this street sweeping trial. And for simplicity, we would probably do the first Tuesday of the month and have the signs like that. Unless we hear some feedback otherwise that, you know, everyone wants the second Tuesday or the third Tuesday or something like that.
Okay, thank you, Jason. Anyone else?
David, can I just ask a question? When you said that the trial could stop, what did you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you know, we really don't know what's going to happen. You know, it could be that we put the sandwich boards out and everybody moves their car, or most of the cars are removed. That's certainly what we hope happens. And then we could sweep the streets. You know, it could be, you know, it really could be that most of the cars just are still parked there the first month. So that defeats the whole purpose of the trial, right? If the cars are still parked there anyway, and we're starting with, you know, a warning, then we'll see what happens the next month. And maybe by the next month, there'll be tickets issued. We don't know, you know, we can't promise that the trial is going to be a success and that we're going to keep it there for 6 months. We hope it's a success, but, that's all this means. If there's a huge outcry and all sorts of problems and there's nowhere for anyone to park and, you know, our phones are overloaded with angry neighbors, you know, we might need to revisit it.
Yeah, but what about the angry neighbors that can't get their streets swept and are looking at like storm drains that are clogged and disgusting all the time?
But
that's why we're doing this trial, right?
If I may, I'll just tip in, like, you know, I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that that's part of the reason we want to do it as a trial. I mean, even if, I mean, there are degrees of success to this, right? And no matter what, we will learn something. Whether it's something we want to learn or not is a fair question. But to Maria's question, or even, you know, Terry's, you know, well, what do you mean we could end the trial? Well, if it goes sideways, it might make sense to either significantly change or end the trial. But if it's going well and we come away with this with an opportunity to improve the quality, you know, the cleanliness, if you will, of our streets and clear the storm drains and so on and so forth, then that's, you know, that's a higher degree of success. I would also argue that if we come away with this and we learn that, wow, you know, 10 to 1, we upset people with this, well, then we have some information we can work with there as well. And it would probably depend on why they're upset, right? I mean, there are all kinds of reasons why people get upset. I, for one, that's why I think we designed this as a trial, is to see what we get. So from that perspective, I don't, even if things go sideways, there are, like I said, there are degrees of success here. Even if we figure out, hey, this doesn't really work well the way we designed it, maybe we try again in with a different approach. But I think it's still worth trying or trialing. So there's my 10 cents.
Thank you, Councillor Oliver. And I would just add that, you know, that every time Traffic Council approves any sort of trial of anything, we always say that we could end the trial at any time. If, you know, if it's not working well, and if we need to stop it and try something else. So, again, we don't know what's going to happen, and it looks like we're going to find out. Any other comments? David, or would anyone like to make a motion?
The last comment I'll say is that, again, just to emphasize the need to trial this, and I think we're going in a good direction. We're all hopeful that this will work and will result in cleaner streets. You know, unfortunately, despite the outreach, both at the public meeting that we did in January and here, we have limited number of members of the public joining us, and everyone's supportive, and that's great. But it's hard for us as city staff to understand, okay, well, are people not showing up to these public meetings because they have no problem with this and they think it's great and everyone wants cleaner streets? Or are folks not showing up because, you know, for some other reason, maybe they're busy or not realizing the implications and all of that? So, again, hopefully it goes well.
I think, Mr. Sobel, that's indicative of our neighborhood in general. We have a lot of our older residents who are not, you know, on the internet, maybe. And, you know, I think a lot of community outreach meetings like this are generally not that well attended. So that's my observation from living here for the past 14 years.
And I'll just mention again, you know, we do think it's the best way forward to start with sandwich boards, just because, you know, if it is successful and, you know, we vote later on to make this permanent, we would be voting to permanently putting in these parking regulations on these streets. It really does mean a lot of new signs, a lot of new poles, probably every 100 feet or so on all of these streets. And so that's a lot of work, right? And that's a lot of pushback from residents who might not like having all these poles right in front of their houses and figuring out where exactly they need to go. And, you know, so we don't want to put all these signs in at the outset because we don't want to spend all that money on signs and then take them all out later, right? And then fill all these holes in the ground. So I think it's wise to start with sandwich boards and then we'll learn something and then we'll see if there's the appetite to make it permanent and put all these new signs in the future, because there's the aesthetics too of all the signs, and let's not forget that. Mitch.
So I had, so I just had two questions. So Ms. Devlin's comment about how disgusting it is in front of, I guess, your house, sounds like there are cars who are always, the street sweepers always miss that. And it sounds like those cars must be there all the time, as opposed to the person next door, your family or whatever. You're not parking there during that period. So I guess the question I have is, maybe the neighbors need to identify where some of these cars are without getting too crazy and, you know, pay a visit to the car place or wherever it is and, you know, spread the word about the street cleaning as a way of ensuring that this will be a success. And the other question I have is, if it's bad in front of your house, is it really good on the other side where there's no parking, so the street sweeping is doing a good job?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. As far as Cook Street, all we have to, well, I don't know if I'm going to do it because, and I know John knows the owner there, he is not too nice and does not like the neighbors of Cook Street. This has been ongoing. He's outgrown the area. So the police have gone up there numerous times, you know, and now before he used to park on the sidewalk, and from the chief going up there, they painted a white line now that they can't go on the sidewalk. But we had a resident, she lived on down the street, Marie Walker. So she had gone up there and she has Parkinson to show he's not. So she was walking and she had to go onto the street and she's kind of shaky. So she went to the post office and the way back, she saw the owner of the Advanced Auto and said to him, you know, could you not park your cars on the sidewalk? She said, I almost fell. I can't tell you what he hauled off and said to her. You people from Cook Street, blah, 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 not use nice language. She came home and she called me and I says, you know what? We're going to call the police department. We're going to file a complaint. And we did. So this has been ongoing. He parks his cars on Cook. We've had the registry because you're not supposed to, I think, and what we've been told is you're not supposed to park a car that he fixed on the street, even though it's registered. It's supposed to stay on the lot. Like I said, he's outgrown his area. And for us, if he would just move his cars, we're good. And I own two houses on Cook Street, and our end of the Cook Street, they're elderly. So there's nobody parked on from Morgan Place up to middle. It's like from my house, like 44 down. It's like you can't. And then by 5 o'clock, they're all gone. Sorry.
Only thing I would add is let's not forget that the businesses and the residents who need to park during this time period would park somewhere, right? If they can't park on
Cook Street.
But
David, I don't think it would be a problem. Hold on. I can only say on Cook Street.
Terry, let me just finish.
Okay. Please.
If they can't park on Cook Street for that 4 hour period, you know, they'll just go and park on Chapel Street or on West Street or on Pearl Street. Actually, all these residents who need to park and the businesses and the employees, they'll just shift to one of these other streets that are not under consideration for the trial during that 4 hour period. So probably, you know, these other streets will be end-to-end vehicles during this 4 hour period or maybe longer. So we'll probably need to keep an eye out for that too.
You know, Cambridge does. I mean, I have clients in Cambridge. There's signs that on a certain day, certain time of the month, you don't park. I mean, they've had that there for a while. I'm just saying, I don't know. It's just,
right.
I want to have my street swept. I mean, I'm over there on the manhole covers and I'm like taking all the crap off of them. It's just, I mean, it's, like I said, I've lived here 50-something years, and now it's just, it's not healthy. It's not, I mean, I pay high taxes, and I have a right to have my streets cleaned. Sorry. And I think on Cook Street, most of the neighbors here are elderly. We do have a lot of other families moving in. But we all kind of, like my neighbors across the street, they said, Terry, we're good with it. You know, it's, we're all good. I mean, because during the day they work, so it's not a big deal on Cook. I can't say, you know, for the others. But like I said, people are lazy too. You have the municipal lots. I mean, I don't know.
You know, well, it does seem like we're moving toward a trial. But I would note that, you know, I did live in South Boston for a while, and I lived in Cambridge for a while, and I lived on streets that had street sweeping. Everywhere that I lived, and now I live in Newton, right? But when I lived in South Boston and in Cambridge, the streets are wider. These are narrow streets. This is the what's different here. The streets were wider in South Boston and in Cambridge, and parking was allowed on both sides of many, many streets. So it was much easier and obvious in those areas, right, that you can't park on this side of the street, but you still have the whole other side of the street to be able to park on. And so it was sort of alternate rules. You know, one week would be sweep, you know, the street sweeper would be on the north, on the odd side, and then the next week it would be on the even side. But we can't do that in Nonantum because the streets are narrower. We can't allow parking on both sides. Some of the streets we used to allow parking on both sides, that was a safety issue. And over time, we've restricted parking on one side, you know, no parking at all on one side of, I think, all of these streets. Mm-hmm. So that is the, you know, that's why, that's the situation that we have right now. And that's why, you know, I wish the streets were wider and we can have parking on both sides and it would make everything much easier and more obvious. But we don't have that, but we're going to, looks like we're going to try something and see how it goes. So any other comments? Would anyone like to make a motion? I can try and throw out some language. Unless anyone else would like to make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, is that Councillor Oliver? Was that Councillor Oliver that made the motion?
Yes.
Okay, so can I form some language? So would you like to make a motion to hold this item for a trial of the addition of a trial of adding parking restrictions 1 day per month at a time and at a day of the week to be determined by the Commissioner of Public Works to accommodate street sweeping on Dalby Street, Los Angeles Street, Cook Street, Green Street, from Cook to Pearl, Kennedy Circle, Middle Street, Faxon Street, Jackson Street, Beach Street, and Allison Street. Would that be your motion?
Yes, it is.
David, okay. I think you said, I heard you say Jackson Street instead of Jassett Street.
Okay, so I meant to say Jassett Street. It's the streets listed on page 4 of the presentation. Does everyone understand the motion?
Yes.
Any questions? Okay. So I guess we are ready to call the roll. The way that we've been doing it with Zoom over the past 2 years, Danielle, is to have you call all, you know, sort of say that we're holding it for a trial and then call all of us one at a time.
Okay. TC 822 will be held for a trial. Council Oliver.
Aye.
Mr. Kosis.
Aye.
Mr. Fishman.
Aye.
Mr. Sobel.
Yes.
Sergeant Wade.
Aye.
Okay, that is 5-0.
All right. So that trial will move forward once we purchase the sandwich boards. I would think sometime around May or June. Does that sound right, Jason?
Yeah, we'll talk with Juanita again, and I would hope that we would aim for May, purchase everything, and then roll it out in May.
And then we'll be, on site for the first trial, in the first month, starting with citations, and then there'll have to be a determination for the following month if we move on from, I'm sorry, starting with warnings. That's what I meant to say. Starting with warnings and then determining what happens the next month, if we need to actually issue citations. And I guess the citation would be, for parking. It's not within during a restricted time. That would be the citation that would be issued once we're ready to do that. So I think that that's our only item. So this concludes the meeting. We do have a little break during April because of all the budget meetings. So our next traffic council meeting is scheduled for May 19th. So we'll see some of you then. All right. Thank you all very much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, John.